Al-Najm, parts of the Quran. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, I call to witness every part of the Quran when it is revealed. That your comrade, Muhammad, has neither deviated from true guidance in his practices, nor has he erred in his beliefs. He does not say anything out of his own fanciful desire. This Quran is nothing but pure revelation revealed to him by God. The Lord of mighty powers has taught him this discourse. The Lord whose powers become manifest in manifold and frequent ways, with the result that he, this messenger of God, attained perfection and fullest vigor both intellectually and physically, and he attained to the zenith of heights in his spiritual ascension. Then he drew near to him, and afterwards he descended to humankind for their guidance, so that he became, as it were, one cord to two bowls, or closer still. Then he revealed that excellent and mighty Quranic revelation which he had to send to his servant Muhammad, whose mind made no mistake in the interpretation of that which he saw during the ascension. Will you doubt and dispute with him concerning that sign which he saw with his own eyes, it being no figment of imagination? And of course, he saw him in his other manifestation to him yet another time. It was near the Sidra, which stands at the farthest end of knowledge, near where also is the garden which is the real eternal abode. This was when the sublime thing, the divine manifestation, which was to cover Sidra, had covered it. When he saw the divine manifestation, his eye deviated not from the certainty of the truth, nor did it wander away from the invincible faith on which he stood. It was the moment when he saw the greatly important signs of his Lord. Have you had a look at Lot and Uzza, the gods of idolaters, and another, the third, goddess of no account, Manat? What an ignoble idea you have! Are you to have sons and he the daughters? That indeed is an unjust division and unbecoming from your own point of view, which looks upon the birth of a daughter with condemnation. The fact is that these are mere names, bearing no significance, which you have coined, you and your forefathers, for which Allah has revealed no authority. These idol worshippers follow nothing but mere conjectures and the fancies of their own minds. They do this even though true guidance has already come to them from their Lord. Can a person always have whatever he desires? Rather, all the blessings of the hereafter, as well as those of this present life, belong to Allah. Behold, so many an angel is there in the heavens, but their intercession can be of no avail, except after Allah has given them permission regarding him who he wills and with whom he is pleased. Verily, it is only those who do not believe in the hereafter and who give feminine names to the angels, because they ascribe them to Allah as his daughters. But they have no knowledge of the matter. They follow nothing but conjecture, yet by no means can a conjecture be a substitute for the established truth. So turn aside from him who turns away from our remembrance and seeks nothing but the present life. That is the highest attainment of their knowledge. Verily, your Lord knows very well those who go astray from his path, as he knows very well those who follow the right guidance. And all that lies in the heavens, and all that lies in the earth, belongs to Allah alone. The result of this is that he recompenses the evildoers according to the evil of their deeds, and rewards those who do good deeds with the fairest reward. Those who avoid grave sins and open shameful deeds, but who are sometimes guilty only of minor offenses, will find your Lord is Lord of immense protection and resorts to his mercy in such cases. He knows you full well, since when he created you from the earth and when you were embryos in the wombs of your mothers. So make no pretensions to the purity of your souls. It is he who knows best, who truly and fully guards against evil. Have you taken notice of the one who turns away from guidance and gives but a little in the cause of Allah and does it grudgingly? Has he the knowledge of the unseen so that he can see his own future? Has he not been informed of the contents of the scriptures of Moses and those of Abraham, who thoroughly and faithfully fulfilled the commandments of his Lord? The scriptures say that no soul that bears a burden shall bear the burden of another soul, and that a human being will have to his account what he strives for, and that his striving shall necessarily be seen and evaluated. Then will he be recompensed fully and fairly, and that to your Lord is the eventual return, and that it is he alone who makes people laugh and weep, and that it is he alone who causes death and brings to life, and that he himself created the two species, male and female, from a sperm drop when it is emitted, that it is he upon whom rests the raising of the dead again to life, and that it is he who fulfills the needs and endows the gift of capital contentment and grants wealth, and that it is he who is the Lord of Sirius, a star worshipped by some polytheist, and that he destroyed the ancient tribe of Ad and the tribe of Thamud, so that he spared not a single soul of them. And he destroyed the people of Noah before them. They were extremely wicked and most rebellious. And that it is he who totally pulled down the subverted cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, of the people of Lot. So they were completely covered with that which overwhelms when the punishment befalls. O human being, which of the bounties of your Lord will you then doubt and dispute? This prophet is a warner towards all the people of the worlds, from among the series of warners to one particular people of old. The hour of punishment that was promised to come has drawn nigh. None can avert this doom besides Allah. Do you then wonder at this announcement and yet pay no heed to it? For on hearing the mention of the hour of punishment, you laugh rather than weep, and you remain proudly heedless and haughty. You should better prostrate yourselves before Allah and worship Him.
Sajdae Tilawat, prostration.